dear listener, it's James here in the loud part of the house, right at the front. In the bedroom, in fact, looking over the main road. But that's not important right now. In fact, this is Audio Mo Day 24, even though it's Day 25, for the 24th of June. And I was going to be bringing you a snippet of Eleanor's viola performance last night, but we weren't allowed to record, so I can't bring it to you. Instead, I wanted to share an experience I had with customer service yesterday. It's a strange one. It's the second time it's happened, but for some peculiar reason, I keep managing to place an order where the building number doesn't appear in the destination address, or the delivery address, which is terrible, really, because when one works or lives on a large road, it's difficult to identify exactly where it should be delivered to. The first time happened back in March, when I was ordering a micro SD card for my phone, and I only discovered it when it didn't turn up at my work address. I looked at the order to find out there was something wrong, and discovered that as part of the postcode lookup stroke Google autocomplete shenanigans you get on your browser, something had happened, and I'd managed to click OK without putting in the company name and the building number. It puzzled me, because one would think that the form validation wouldn't allow that to happen, but clearly it did, and what's more importantly, I didn't spot it before paying for it. This dragged on a little while, because when I got in contact with customer services, I think I exchanged an email. I gave them a phone call, in fact, and they said, well, until they get it returned to them by the post office, by the Royal Mail, to say this wasn't delivered, they can't send it out to the right address, even though I'd actually given them the correct details by that point. So now, 3 months later, hasn't been sent back. And I said, isn't there nothing you can do? And they said, nope, I'm afraid not. We can give you 10% off your next order, but that's it, gone. Which is a real shame, especially since I think I've paid for it. Which means there's somebody in Watford using a nice 32 gig micro SD card that I've paid for. Hey, pay it forward. And I thought that was an isolated incident until I pre-ordered a game for the Xbox 360. Yes, they're still making them. It's brilliant. It's a driving game. Because I'm very much into the touring cars, this one in particular has the new Honda Civic and Chevrolet. Anyway, it's a great game that I fancy playing a bit of, and so I pre-ordered it at Game, only to discover when I got an email yesterday saying, great news, your pre-order is ready to dispatch, that once again, this time with my home address, I'd left off of the house number. The reason I typed in the home address was because at least our postman knows us, and there's a better chance of him going, ah, yes, I recognise the name James Hart, I think I'll drop it in his number. Or at least I can sort of catch him at the door and say, I don't suppose you got a box with no house number on it, did you? But I changed the, because it hadn't been dispatched by that point, I changed the address in the dispatch settings, and it said, because it's so close to dispatch, it may be in our warehouse. Do get in contact with customer services to make sure, you know, it's not too late, and then put a sticker on it. So I went to the website and decided to choose, rather than email, which obviously can take a little while to get back to you, and once it's gone, that's it. Or a web form that does the same thing. It drops an email in someone's inbox and they will deal with it when they can. Or a phone call, where you could end up on hold for a considerable amount of time, either with a phone to your ear or on speakerphone on the desk. I went for the web chat feature, and it's only the second time I've used it, and I really do like the concept, because it's, even if the response isn't straight away, because I'm at my computer anyway, I'm happy to wait for them to respond to me. And so I sort of went onto the website and I had a chat with a guy, I think his name was Carl, and I put the question to him. I said, my concern is that my product's gone to the warehouse, and he said, nope, it's fine. You caught it just in time, so good news. And so I said, and that was really good, because it reassured me, and I didn't have to sort of spend time on hold on a premium rate number. And I think that's a really interesting and positive approach to customer service. I said it's the second time I've used it. When I mentioned in yesterday's boo, or the 23rd boo, that I've got some small home automation kit for my Raspberry Pi, and one of the issues I was having was the bedroom light has a compact fluorescent bulb, and it flickered. And I had to, I didn't really, I wasn't really sure what was causing it. So the company that sold it to me actually has a lifetime technical support helpline, which is brilliant. It really is great. You could just jump on there and speak to an expert, and these guys really do know what they're talking about. So rather than the sales and shipping end of the company, it's the after sales and technical support. And they were really, he was really helpful. He said, well, the issue you've got is your bulb is too low power. We've got some application notes on low power bulbs in the on the website, and they've actually done some quite detailed documentation about it. And he gave me recommendations of the right bulb to use. It's a bit of a shame that the technology hasn't come far enough that low power bulbs are usable. The issue, I think, is because the relay is powered off, I know it's quite complicated, the relay is powered off the live feed, it only gets as much electricity as the bulb, the current that the bulb is drawing. So it needs a certain threshold to be able to switch. If both live and neutral came to the light switch, which doesn't happen very often in the UK, it would be fine because it could be able to power itself off the mains, but it sort of has to participate in the circuit. So either you have to have a number of bulbs on it, or you have to have a minimum power of a particular bulb, which is just the way it is, I guess. He suggested I get a low-powered incandescent, very much like those down lights you get. I think it's like an 18 watt, which is bright enough for the room. And because we don't have it on a huge amount, it's a bedroom light, so you either have it on in the morning or in the evening, just before you go to bed. But it was really, the great thing about it was that I could explain in real time what I wanted, just as I would in an email, so I could sort of put all the details in. He could digest it and get back to me with a response straight away. So it's the best of both worlds. If he had a question about it, obviously he could ask me straight away, rather than having to sort of play email chess like that. So the benefits of web chat, I think, are something that I think it takes. Yeah, I imagine it would probably require a particular type of industry to be able to make greatest use of it. I'm still, for example, now waiting for an email back from the company that makes my router, because I've got some strange problems with uploading my show. Because we've got a firewall on, which prevents some traffic going in and out of the network, as one would expect, putting the firewall on seems to have stopped the FTP from working properly, and therefore halfway through uploading my show from last week, it stopped where it just it crashed. I completely forgot about it and ended up only half a show on the internet. In fact, I need to upload it again. Oops. But I'm waiting for an email back from the company to be able to tell me what I need to do about it. Anyway, they're my thoughts about customer service and the different ways you can get the satisfaction you need. And I'm wondering, is it just me that has a problem with this address auto completion thing? Am I missing a button? More importantly, am I that unobservant that when I get to the payment page, I'm so excited about typing in my long number that I forget to look at the dispatch address, the delivery address, and realise that there's a rather important number missing? It probably is, isn't it? And with that, I shall go. I can't believe I've been talking for nearly 8.5 minutes. But this is the second time I've tried this. I ran out of time before. Anyway, have a good day, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.